This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The World Economic Forum in Davos has fallen victim to the pandemic for the second year in a row. The now not so annual meeting of the rich, famous, and politically and economically connected was supposed to be happening this week. It's obviously not, but the World Economic Forum itself, that is to say the very establishment organization behind the event, wants you to know it's worried about the environment. A new report from the group says the loss of biodiversity is putting the economies of cities around the world at risk. $31 trillion, the report says, in economic activity in those cities is at risk of disruption from flooding and drought, intense heat, and pollution. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the mitigation desk today.
Over hundreds of years, humans have paved over streams and wetlands and clear-cut forests to build cities. Todd Gartner directs the Cities for Forests initiative at the World Resources Institute, and he says now cities are feeling the impact.
More floods, worse air quality, food insecurity, and higher unemployment.
In 2019, the World Economic Forum found flooding alone cost more than $46 billion. And as the climate continues to change, Gartner says,
these issues are only going to get more intense in the years to come. We've got to change that trajectory if we want a thriving economy.
Many cities around the world are trying to change that trajectory by investing more in green infrastructure or in nature-based solutions.
We used to just call it nature before it was largely decimated.
Kate Orff is a professor at Columbia University and the founder of the landscape architecture firm Scape.
So trees to clean our air, low points, woodland forests and floodplain forests to help absorb floodwaters, etc.
There are environmental and economic benefits to restoring wetlands and forests within cities and building more bike lanes and rain gardens, says Antonia Gavel, head of climate at the World Economic Forum.
It doesn't have to be a kind of trade-off between growing city infrastructure and actually preserving nature and natural ecosystems. It's not more expensive. It is actually better from an economic standpoint.
And in some cases, it's even cheaper. On average, Gavel says, nature-based solutions cost cities about 50% less to build than man-made alternatives. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.